It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In a press conference yesterday, Congressman Jason Crow urged the U.S. to help allies who are stuck in Afghanistan. CPR's Dina Sieg says the Colorado Democrat was joined by members of Congress from both parties.
Advocacy groups for refugees and veterans were there, too, along with former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, all with the same message: keep the Kabul airport open. Representative Crow says the evacuation should have started months ago.
But our call today here is that there's still an opportunity to do the right thing, and that entails holding, securing the airport, and doing so as long as possible to bring out our friends.
Crow says commercial, military, and charter flights should be leaving the airport, and that the U.S. government should streamline the visa process for Afghan allies. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
An independent group reviewing the Aurora Police Department set out nearly 50 recommendations at a city council meeting Monday. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The researchers said the department needs to strengthen and clarify its rules around use of force tactics. It also needs to collect better data, include civilians in its hiring practices, and work on building more ties to the community. The researchers found that officers used force relatively more frequently on black men than white men, and that some officers resort to using force much more frequently than others. The police chief says this could be because those officers are in more dangerous jobs. The city council will eventually vote on whether to accept the recommendations and order changes at the department. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Biden administration wants to suspend new oil and gas leases on federal land and waters, including in Colorado. A federal judge blocked that move in June, but the administration says it's appealing the decision because oil and gas leases on federal land create significant greenhouse gas emissions. A group of 13 states is trying to stop the president, saying the moratorium would cost money and jobs. This is CPR News.